on Chavez Amid Beis at the top. Umakos Prushin. The Mishnah says they're Mavali Olam. They make the world, destroy the world. Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Prushim Hay. There's seven kinds of Prushim, people who either make it appear as if they're separating themselves from the world, or Taka, they are positive things. Paru Shichmi, and the Gemara doesn't explain each one, so we'll just go through the list. Paru Shichmi, Paru Nikvi, Paru Kozoi, Parush Meduchia, Parush Machavosi Vesena, Parush Miava, Parush Miira. Okay, now the one explains what they are. Parush Shichmi, Ze Haosa Maisa Shem. Right? That, just like by Shem, they mouthed themselves, Rashi says, and made themselves look like Yidden, but really the Kavanas were not L'Shem Shemayim. So to this person, acts with Frumkeit, but he's doing it as an act in order for ulterior motives. Rashi. Parush Shichmi, Parush Nakvi, Parush Kozoi, Parush Meduchia, Kulam Afarish Lohu. Maisa Shem, Shemolu Shalol Shem Shemayim. Avze, Maisov, Lahanoso, Shechabdu, Bo Odom Velol Shem Shemayim. Shechabdu, Bnei Odom Velol Shem Shemayim. Same thing, this person puts on an act for COVID. Okay. It's the next one. Porush Nikvi, Zeha Menakif Israglov, right, person who walks around with his head down because he doesn't want to look at women, and he ends up knocking into lampposts or whatever and wounding himself. Right, Rashi. Ha Menakif Raglov, Mahalach Beshiflus Eke, oh no, Eke Betzad Eke, Eke Betzad Godel, the Ein, this guy's a different thing. This is the one who walks like the graduation, toe to heel. And, he walks with his head down, and ends up knocking and wounding himself. And he does this because he's a big Balgaiva, and he wants people to think that he's a big Onov, and he walks in such a way that appears to be really, really lowly. Okay, what's the next one? Parush Kozoi, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yisro, Zeha Mekiz Dam Liksolim. Rashi, that's the one we said. Osa Atzmo Ke Otzim Einov, Shalo Yistakel Benoshim. He makes it appear like he's a big tzaddik. He doesn't want to look at women, so he closes his eyes when he walks. Umitovkach Makirosho Bekoso V'Hadam Yotzei. This way, he bumps into walls and into lampposts, and the blood comes out. He's like he's letting blood on himself. Parush Meduchia, Omar Rabba Bar Shilo, the Meshapa Kim Meduchia. He walks around like a mortar and a pestle. Right? Rashi says, the Meshupa Holech Kofuf. He walks bent over, again, to look like he's a big tzaddik, a big onav. Kim Meduchia, Buchna, Osri Kimakeves Verosho Kofuf. It's like a hammer, and the head of the hammer is bent over. Okay, Porush Machovosi Vesena Homalusa. Right, that's a mile. A person says, What am I chayef to do? And I'll do it. So what's wrong with that? A person's always looking to fulfill his responsibilities. Ela de Omer Machovosi Su Vesena. He says, I've done everything. What more could I do? Beyond everything that I'm such a big tzaddik, what more could I do to be a bigger tzaddik? So that already is not a mile. Rashi. Porish Machovosi Vesena, Lamduni Maolai Lasos Vesa, teach me what I have to do. So that's a mile. Homal Yusahi, Im Eno Boki Bisurin, the Digduke Mitzvah, Bolilmo, what's so terrible about that? The person comes and says, teach me what to do. Machovosi Su Vesena, Ma Lasos Od, Velo Asisi, what is there more to do that I didn't do? Right, so he's going around proclaiming that he's a Tzadik Gomor. There's nothing he hasn't done. He's looking for things that he could possibly add to the perfection that he's reached. Umara atzmo ki ilu kima sako. Okay. Porosh mi ava, porosh mi ira. Omrule abaya varova letana lo tisne porosh mi ava, porosh mi ira. Don't put these in the list, because the list is negative things. These are not negative. The omar of Yehuda omar rav, because if you're doing it as Ava and Yira, here we're talking about Ava Sashem and Yira Sashem, we're talking about Ava of the Schar and Yira that you shouldn't get punished. So that's shelo lishma. So I might think that it's what's called a negative thing. No. So they say don't put it in the list, because Abayin Rava told the Tana not to include this. Why? The Om Rav Yehuda Marav, La'olam Yaso, Kodam, Betorva Mitzvah, Safilu Shalo Lishma, Shemito Shalo Lishma, Bo Lishma. It's not a negative thing to do Torah Mitzvah, Shalo Lishma. And Tosfos brings down, the Chora, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that person who's Osik Betorah Mitzvah, Shalo Lishma, is Mutav Shalo Nivro, Shenepa Shal Yaso Apona, that he shouldn't have been created. So Tosfos over here says that here the person is just putting on the shalom lishma that's no good is where a person really doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't believe in it. He's doing it only as an act to convince people that he's a tzaddik, but he really doesn't. It's not even, he doesn't even want to ever do lishma. He's totally not doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. And on the other hand, in the case where Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that's a person really wants to do Torah mitzvahs lishma. Someday he would like to get there, but right now he's doing it for ulterior motives. But he's doing it because he wants to do the mitzvah. Except he has ulterior motives that motivate him. And to other place, Tosa says that that the shalom lishma, that better you shouldn't do it v'chlal, is talking where it's lakanter, where it's to hurt other people. You're doing it shalom lishma, but your intention is to show up other people, to hurt other people, whatever. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, the mitamra mitamra un megalya megalya, beidina rabba lispora mehane dechofu gundi. Rashi, the mitamri mitamra ha nistoros mibnei adam. There ha gluyos gluyos, umikomakom the bezdin ha godl kula gluyos. The bezdin ha godl over here means bezdin shel shamayim, right? Bezdin shomala. For who yifra min ha miskasim be talisos umarin atzman kiprushin the enam prushin. And this is the end of this whole list. The Rabban Shom knows who's faker and who's not, and things that are hidden remain hidden to human beings. Nobody knows. But the Rabban Shom knows who's doing it l'shem shemayim, who's an emes a parush, and who is a parush that's a hypocrite or doing it only for show. Omer lo Yanai Malka Ledvise. Yanai the king said to his wife before he died, right, and she was afraid, see, that what's it called, the Prushim were going to take Nekoma on him, her, because they couldn't do it when Yanai was alive because they were afraid of him. But he killed out all the Chachomim because they held that he was Posel the Kohuna and he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol too. So he killed them all out. So he was afraid that when he died, the Prushim would take Nekoma on his wife. So his wife was afraid. So he told her, Alti Roy Minat Prushim, don't be afraid of the Prushim, they're not going to take the come on you. They know that it wasn't your fault. Velomi Misha'eno Prushim, and don't be afraid of the Tzedukim, because I'm a Tzeduki and they're my friends. Ela Minat Tzvuim, Shedomim the Prushim, Shemaseim Kemaisi Zimrim of Akshin Scharka Pinchas. But be afraid of the people who look like Prushim, and they're hypocrites, and they're the people who do Maisa Zimri, but they look to get schar like Pinchas. They make themselves look like Pinchas, but they're really a baryonim, people who are doing the mice of Zimri. Rashi al tisori min aprushim, sha aprushim ha yusonim also, lefi shoharag min hachachomim harbe. Yanai killed a lot of the chachomim, so the mice, they hated him. V'neapach lio tzeduki, and he became a tzeduki, ki da omer b'kedushin. Ukshemei sois fi ishto yurei amehen. Before he died, his wife was afraid that after he died, right, shlo yaviru hamalucha mi boneho, that they would take revenge and they would take the malchus away from her children. V'hoiso meres lo levakesh lefnei amaleo, and she begged him to somehow appease the prushim before he dies. V'omer lo al tisroi min aprushim shetzadikim hen. I know that prushim are tzadikim, right? V'lo yigmalucha ra v'lo levanecha shlo lo chatu lahem. They're not going to take out their anger on me, on you and your children. Because they didn't do anything. And they're tzaddikim, they don't do that. And not from the tzaddikim, because they're my friends. So don't you have to be afraid from either of them. Ela bein hatzvuim, the people who are hypocrites. Kolomer she'ein marisom ke kodol dosom. They don't look as they really are. They're like dyed, colored on the outside. They color themselves on the outside. The ain tochan tibarim, and they're hypocrites. Shemaseim kemaisa zimri shehein rishoyim mevachim schar kepinchas omrim librios, right, lechabdom kepinchas. They want to make you look like they're Pinchas, but they're really zimri. The ikan mefarshi lola in sniusa. And some say that it's talking about people, Taka, who are immoral, but they make themselves look like they're kanoim, and they, what's it called, go around and are kanoim for tznius, when in fact, when behind the scenes, they themselves are immoral people. So they do maisa zimri, but they act as if they're Pinchas. Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer ein schus tola b'mayim hamorim. Reb Shimon holds that there's no such thing as a schus. If she's guilty, she's guilty, no matter what zechuyo she has. V'imata Omer has schus tola b'mayim hamorim madche atoes hamayim b'fnei kol hanoshim hashosos. First of all, you're going to decrease the deterrent that the water has for women to admit that they're tamei, because they're going to be hoping they have a zechus and it's not going to affect them. So therefore, you take away the strength of the deterrent of the water. Umotzi atoshem ra la taharos shishosu shomrim tameos sein elish tolso lohen schus. And another problem is that people are really innocent and drink and nothing happens to them. People will say, nah, they're really guilty, but they had a schus. So therefore, there's no such thing as schus by mayim hamorim. Rebbe Omer haschus tole b'mayim hamorim. It does, but there's still. What Reb Shimon is afraid of doesn't hold water. Why? It was not a pun. The ena yoledes, right? The ena mishabachas ela misnavna v'holeches l'sofu mesa bosamisa. No, it's not. The schus is told there, but it doesn't mean she gets off scot free. What it means is that she doesn't die immediately, but she degenerates. So the women that are innocent aren't going to degenerate. And the women that are guilty are still going to have deterrent because they don't want this to happen, because in the end they're going to die also. It just delays their death, doesn't take it away. If her mincha became tamei before it had kedushas kli, it only had kedushas peh, so then the halacha is you're poldeit. It only has kedushas damim, doesn't have kedushas aguf, and you could be poldeit. Then mishikitcha b'kli hariku chol menachos v'tisorif, and if it's after it was in a kli, so then the halacha is becomes pasul psul aguf, and then it has to be burnt. You can't be polded anymore. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.